podcast cover art. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from onpodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 28. We are audio people. We care about microphones and equalization and LUFS. But today, we have to talk about visual design. Because before a listener ever hears your voice, they judge your cover art. Apple Podcasts and Spotify are visual platforms. When a user searches for a topic, they are presented with a grid of square images. If your square looks cheap, cluttered, or confusing, they will scroll right past it. They will assume that if you didn't care enough to make a good graphic, you probably didn't care enough to make good audio. Most podcasters make their own art on Canva, and because they aren't designers, they make the same three mistakes. Mistake number one, the cliche trap. Go look at the podcast charts. Half of all new podcasts have a picture of a microphone, a pair of headphones, or a squiggly sound wave in their logo. Do not do this. It is redundant. We know it is a podcast. We are on a podcast app. Putting a microphone in your logo is like a restaurant putting a picture of a fork on their sign. It screams amateur. Mistake number two, too much text. I see cover art with the show title, the host's name, the tagline, and a website URL all crammed into the square. Nobody is reading a URL off a tiny image. Your cover art should have three or four words maximum. And please, do not include the word podcast in the title art. Again, we know it's a podcast. If your show is called The Real Estate Podcast, just write real estate in massive letters. This brings us to the most important rule of visual design for audio. It is called the 50 pixel test. When you design your art on your 27-inch desktop monitor, everything looks great. The cursive font looks beautiful. The tiny details look sharp. But your listener is not looking at a 27-inch monitor. They are looking at an iPhone while standing on a crowded train. Your art is going to be the size of a postage stamp. Take your current cover art on your computer and shrink it down until it is about half an inch wide. Can you still read the title? Does the image still make sense? If it turns into a blurry, unreadable mess, you are losing clicks. You need to use massive, thick, bold fonts. You need high contrast colors. If Spotify uses a dark background, you should use a bright yellow or neon blue background so your square pops off the screen. Your cover art is your billboard. Keep it simple, make it bold, and make sure it passes the 50 pixel test. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about choosing podcast episode topics and how to stop guessing what your audience wants. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.